It's Friday, news listeners. Time for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 30th of June. Oh, yeah, this month's damn near gone. 2023. Here comes the best in tech that's been going on. And we'll get you caught up on it like we always do in less than 5 minutes. Well, we're starting off in Canada again, eh? And if you wanted that $9.99 Canadian dollars, that is, plan for Netflix, well, you're out of luck now. That's because Netflix has dropped its cheapest ad-free plan in Canada, and it looks like other places are soon to follow. Now, Netflix confirmed they're no longer offering this plan in Canada. However, though, if you're an existing subscriber of this plan, apparently you won't be affected, at least yet. So with the cheapest ad-free plan gone now, what are your options? Well, you got the $5.99 a month Canadian dollars. That's got the ads. The $16.49 a month standard ad-free plan. And of course, that monthly premium, yeah, you pay up for that, $20.99. Now, Netflix says that by getting rid of the ad-free basic plan, they're bridging the gap between Netflix's ad-supported and their more expensive tiers. As for when this will be hitting other countries, Netflix didn't say, but it's probably coming soon. Hey, speaking of subscriptions, how about a Meta Quest Plus subscription? Well, Mr. Zuckerberg has just announced the new Quest Plus, and it's the company's new virtual reality subscription. What do you get with the Plus? Well, it gives users at least 2 free VR games per month. If that sort of marketing sounds familiar, well, it should. You might remember the PlayStation Plus? You also got free titles when you subscribe to that, too. Now, if you want to be on the Plus side with Quest, it's going to cost you $7.99 a month. Or you can opt for the yearly plan of almost $60. And Quest Plus will be available for the Quest 2 and the Quest Pro models. And those of you out there that get your eye on the Quest 3 when it launches, you'll be able to use the same subscription on that headset, too. At least according to Mr. Zuckerberg. Finally. Well, you may not be looking for your Amazon driver anymore when it comes to delivering your package. Looks like they're about ready to outsource. Maybe to the coffee place down the street. No, I'm not kidding. Yep, in the very near future, your corner coffee shop might be the one that's actually bringing your Amazon package to your door. As Amazon is starting their Amazon Hub delivery system, this will actually use small businesses in 23 states, so you can see this is starting in the U.S. first. This will include California, New York, and Washington to start with. And they will be the ones to fulfill the shipments to customers. Now, for those businesses that wish to hop on board this, they need to secure storage areas. That's probably a good idea. And must deliver on an average of 30 packages every single day. Not counting holidays, of course. And like at the top of this story, you heard me say coffee shops. Yeah, there's pretty much anything on the list here if you've got the storage space. Bodegas, florists, heck, even your mechanic shop. Of course, by being a delivery hub, you'll get some incentives. Those have yet to be announced, though. But more than likely, it'll be some sort of compensation. We're hearing maybe around $2.50 per package, though that's still yet to be confirmed. Amazon's hoping to get about 2,500 small businesses on board by the end of this year and hoping to even branch out even more in 2024. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Show your support for the news show today over at our Patreon page at patreon.com/BTN News. And of course, by being a contributor of $5 a month or more, you get the weekend edition of the news show exclusively for you. Check the news show out on the BTN Network, britishtechnetwork.com. You can also find the Mac Show and the Big Show over there as well. Follow BTN on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And join the community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, well, we're back for our Patreon supporters of $5 a month and more for your weekend edition tomorrow. The standard new show back on Monday, getting you caught up on the best in tech then. But until then, hope you have a great Friday. Have an amazing weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.